Well, welcome to the 11th season of All About Thailand, and may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the weather. Whether at this sort of time of the year, what it's like in the village and what it's like in the city as well, the cities, Chiang Mai and Bangkok, because, you know, it's starting to get hot and it's starting to get very busy. So come on, let's do it. In April, Thailand does experience really quite hot, dry weather, with the temperatures typically ranging from 30 to 35, which is 86 Fahrenheit to 95 Fahrenheit. It is really quite hot across the country. But however, there can be some variations in the weather patterns depending on the region. I mean, let's just talk about Bangkok. In Bangkok in April is one of the hottest months of the year, and wow, can get really, really, really hot in Bangkok around about this time of year. I mean, humidity levels are high, making it feel even hotter, and rainfall is quite minimal during this time, and the skies are quite genuinely sort of clear. You know, I can remember quite a few times really getting very, very hot and having to go in and be in the fan. Patlong Mai, do you have fan? You know, and you know, you really do need to sit in the fan, and you're sort of like, you're mopping your brow. So, you know, it can get quite hot, and always remember to stay hydrated when, you know, when in these very, very hot sort of countries, especially in the hot city like Bangkok. You know, it is really quite hot. But you know, in the next section, I'm going to talk a little bit about how Isan is, what Isan is like, and how that varies in April. Yeah, oh wow, the village in April, you know, the northeast of Thailand, it does experience quite sort of hot and dry weather, you know, similar to Bangkok and in other parts of the country. But however, there are some sort of noticeable differences. The temperature in Isan tends to be hotter than Bangkok and Chiang Mai. It's just hard to believe during April, and the temperatures can soar between 35°C and 95°C. It has got up to 104°C. That's really hot. So we do tend to stay indoors at the hottest time, you know, and plenty of sunblock, and keep very well sort of hydrated. But the humidity levels are generally high across Thailand. But during this time, Isan may we sort of tend to experience a lower humidity than Bangkok. And, you know, when it comes to the rainfall, you know, during April, it's similar to Bangkok and Chiang Mai. I mean, it's a dry season, which is well established by this time. And you know, the rain is just so scarce. Of course, we're heading into April, or in April, Songkran, of course, the big water festival. You know, sometimes I've only ever really seen this once, is sort of phenomenon, is sort of dust storms, you know. That was a very strange thing to see, a dust storm. Didn't know quite what to do. I thought, there you go. Little sort of like whirling bits of dust, and you sort of get those in your eye and everything. You know, it's not very nice, I must admit. But yeah, that's what it's like in the village around about this time. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners and followers, of course, to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for that. And also, we'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Now, we really are having a great time. We've got lots of things planned, so you've really got to watch this space. I want to put out a thank you to all our followers and subscribers on the All About Thailand special edition, where I talk more in depth about Thailand. Thank you ever so much for subscribing. So obviously, these different sort of weather patterns and variations that you get in Thailand. Let's talk a bit. Like we went up to the north. We went up to Chiang Mai sometime last year, and we had a wonderful time in Chiang Mai. Now, I want to talk about what the weather is like in Chiang Mai in April. Now, as I said, we went to Chiang Mai. If you look back through the earlier podcasts, you can see when we went. It was sometime last year. And I think I actually did a couple of video podcasts as well. You know, I'm not doing those at the moment. It's just that they're just so busy. But Chiang Mai in April is typically experiences quite the same, you know, hot and dry weather with warm temperatures sort of ranging from 25 again C to 36 C. That's 77 to 97 Fahrenheit. However, you know, at the start of the hot season, the temperatures can even rise, but I think it's because it's slightly higher up. It is more prone to sort of occasional showers, Chiang Mai, and thunderstorms, you know, in April. But when you think about it, and it's going to be really important, no matter where you are, whether you're in Bangkok, whether you're up in Isan, up in Sangkun, Kum Ahom, or up in Chiang Mai, it's very, very important to remember these things, to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. That's something you must do. Using fans, patlom, is good, you know, and doing the hottest parts of the day and wearing light breathable clothing to allow for ventilation. And I tend to take a lot of showers, you know, I tend to take up to as many as three showers, you know, just to stay cool and avoid staying outdoors in the hottest part of the day. I know all of this is common sense, but also you see more of this phenomena, which I love seeing. It's the umbrellas on motorbikes. Umbrellas holding the it's just absolutely amazing. And you know, there's lots to drink, you know, all over Thailand. You know, cold beverages and treats and ice creams and fruit shakes and milkshakes, all those types of things to keep cool, to try and cool down. In conclusion, April weather in Thailand varies across the regions. Like I said, we've got Bangkok experiencing the hot temperatures and occasional showers in Isan, but mainly really, really hot, dry and scorching conditions. And of course, you've got Chiang Mai with the increase in temperature and sporadic rainfall and thunderstorms, you know. It's amazing, and you know, it is important to ensure that you remain hydrated and dress accordingly. Now, April is really exciting because we have Songkran. Now, in the next section, I'm going to briefly touch on Songkran. I'm going to do a whole podcast on Songkran. We have had such an amazing time. I've got some wonderful stories from that. But next section, I'm just going to briefly touch on Songkran. With all the sort of weather sort of variations you get in Thailand at this time of the year in April, you find that the Thais are now eagerly anticipating the upcoming Songkran festival, which is celebrated nationwide as a sort of traditional Thai New Year. Now, Songkran, it is the it's a water festival. There's this massive water fights, but it's not just that. It's all about the blessings and the fostering of the sense of unity and goodwill across the country. It really is an amazing part of Thai culture. We get very involved in the village, you know, and Songkran seems to be going on for longer and longer and longer. But, you know, I want to do a section on Songkran. I think it's going to be the next podcast, you know, it's going to be all about Songkran, and it is just so important, and it is a lot of fun, and it really seems to have got very, very big over the years. Now, anyway, we're nearing the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Now, this story goes back quite a few years now. We were in the village, and it was in April when we were going to go down to a particular beach. Now, I can't remember the name of the beach, but it was around about 104. It was really, really, really hot, 104 Fahrenheit. And we really shouldn't have been out. No one should have been out. We went and picked up some rice and some chicken to have. And then we went to go on the beach. I said to Kung, I said, where did you put the rice and the chicken? You know? And she goes, oh, I put it in the back. And of course, it was so hot, you know, we couldn't eat it. But, you know, we had a lovely time on the beach. And this is like going back all that time when I wasn't that familiar with Thailand. And Kung was really, really helpful in showing me around and everything. But we had a wonderful time on the beach. Obviously, we didn't go out there when it was about 104, of course. But we actually went out. It took about nearly 2 hours or to actually get to this beach. I wish I could remember the name of it now. But it was really nice. We had a wonderful time once it started to cool off a little bit. So we went for a little paddle around just before it was starting to get dark. And we just had a wonderful time. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now. And thank you ever so much for listening. And don't forget, have a look about the All About Thailand Special Edition podcast and subscribe. So many people have, and I'm getting such an amazing feedback from Matt, so thank you ever so much. What I will do, I will put a link to subscribe in the bio on this particular podcast. Anyway, you take care now, and as I always say, stay safe. Love you all. Now, this story goes back quite a few years now. We were in the village, and it was in April when we were going to go down to a particular beach. Now, I can't remember the name of the beach, but it was around about 104. It was really, really, really hot, 104 Fahrenheit. And we really shouldn't have been out. No one should have been out. We went and picked up some rice and some chicken to have. And then we went to go on the beach. I said to Kung, I said, where did you put the rice and the chicken? You know? And she goes, oh, I put it in the back. And of course, it was so hot, you know, we couldn't eat it. But, you know, we had a lovely time on the beach. And this is like going back all that time when I wasn't that familiar with Thailand, and Kung was really, really helpful in showing me around and everything. But we had a wonderful time on the beach. Obviously, we didn't go out there when it was about 104, of course, but we actually went out. It took about nearly 2 hours or to actually get to this beach. I wish I could remember the name of it now, but it was really nice. We had a wonderful time once it started to cool off a little bit. So we went for a little paddle around just before it was starting to get dark, and we just had a wonderful time. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening. And don't forget, have a look about the All About Thailand special edition podcast and subscribe. So many people have, and I'm getting such an amazing feedback from Matt, so thank you ever so much. What I will do, I will put a link to subscribe in the bio on this particular podcast. Anyway, you take care now, and as I always say, stay safe. Love you all.